Get ready to be transformed, inspired, and supremely blessed as you listen to the Word of God from Pastor AB. Prepare your hearts. You'd never remain the same again. God bless you as you listen.
Hallelujah! You can have your seats. Praise the Lord! Hallelujah! It is a Sunday of grace. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
And it's happening in our month of prayer.
Jesus.
And I was thinking of something while Samuel was sharing, how that there are things that people take casually, but when you're a person of the Spirit, you don't take it casually. Like Jesus. Why did he pray while he was being baptized? It's just to dip in water, right? But he didn't take it casually. There was nothing that he did that was casual. So I was thinking that we're entering the next half of the year. And it's very easy to be casual about it. But you can learn from Jesus and you don't take it casually. You enter prayerfully. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Someone can be saying, we've been praying, nothing has changed. Yeah, maybe things have not gotten worse because you've been praying. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So you don't stop praying. Tell your neighbor, you don't stop praying.
Don't stop praying.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise
Go to 1 Corinthians 14, verse 6. 1 Corinthians 14, verse 6. I want to share something quickly before we get into today's message. It says, now, brethren, if I come unto you speaking with tongues, what shall I profit you except I shall speak to you either by
revelation?
So when I'm coming to preach to you, I shouldn't come speaking in tongues because you can't understand what I'm saying. So if throughout the service I go, except there's someone to interpret, you've wasted your time. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I can say, oh, I feel the Spirit. Doesn't matter. As long as you don't understand what I'm saying, I'm not profiting you. So when you come to God's house, you come for your profit. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So you come expecting to have profit, and I come expecting to minister to you for your profit. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So look at this. It says, if I come unto you speaking with tongues, what shall I profit you? Except I shall speak to you either by what?
Revelation.
So that's one way to teach. So when I come, I can come with a revelation. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Something has been revealed in God's word to my spirit, and I'm sharing it with you because it will bless you. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Now, of course, it's not an isolated revelation where someone else cannot know. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So I'm going to show you from God's word that this is that, and then you're blessed. So that's one way. So when I'm coming to preach to you, I come with a revelation. Or I come by knowledge. The word is gnosis, meaning that I have studied God's word. I have seen some things in God's word, and I want to show you. I want you to understand some things in God's word. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise
so that's one way. I could bring to your remembrance what you already know. For the revelation, you might not have seen it that way. Are you seeing that? It might be something new, something you've not noticed. So when you come to church, I'm telling you something you've not noticed. But other times you can come and bring in what? Knowledge, just a study, something that I've observed in God's word. All right?
Yes.
The next one, prophesying. So it's a service of prophecy.
Yeah.
I might not teach in this service, but as I'm teaching or as I'm preaching, I'm prophesying.
Yes.
So it's not just listening, you're receiving.
Yes.
I could say, the Bible says, fear not, so fear not.
Yes.
That's prophesying to you. Are you in this place?
Yes.
And then there's one that we are all very used to by doctrine. By teaching, where you take a subject and you break it down. All of this would profit you. It doesn't have to be one only doctrine. That's why it says or. At times it could be doctrine, a teaching. So maybe a teaching on grace. Do you understand?
Yes,
it will profit you. Other times it could be prophesying grace to you.
Yes.
It will profit you.
Yes.
Other times a revelation on grace, something you've not observed about grace, it will profit you.
Yes.
Other times a study, observation on grace. Maybe look at the life of someone and we see the grace of God. It will profit you.
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So no matter how it comes, just know you're living different.
Yes.
You're living better.
Yes.
As long as you can hear me and understand, something is changing.
Yes.
Yes. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
John 15 verse 11, Jesus said, when he speaks, the Father's joy remains in us. And then our joy is full. Remember he said, hitherto have you asked nothing. Ask that you may receive, that your joy may be full. So two ways to ensure your joy is full. Ask or hear the word. Are you seeing that? So at times when you listen to the word, even prayer requests that you were not even certain you should ask about, they are granted you. That's what he said. Look at it. He says, this thing is also going to you, that my joy may remain in you, and that your joy might be what? Full. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise
so are you ready?
Yes, Pastor.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
It's Sunday of grace.
Hallelujah.
It's Sunday of grace. And the expectation is you see the grace of God in your
yes.
life.
Yes.
Tangibly.
Yes.
So we are coming to you with prophecy.
Yes.
Are you seeing that? Knowledge and prophecy. We share the word and we prophesy. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Yes. So let's get right into it. I have how many points? Someone said something. What did you say?
Four main points.
Four main points. Is that what you said? Four big points. And then a bonus. So you're correct. I have 4 points. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I should move it to 7 or 3. Those are spiritual numbers. Okay, about 4 points. Are you ready?
Yes, Pastor.
Number one, listen. Now that I've started, drop all the concerns. Just listen to the word. Right?
Yes, Pastor.
Number one, are you ready?
Yes, Pastor.
Limitless possibilities. Limitless possibilities. You know, someone can say you come to church and they are just whining us. Well, there's a lot of frustration in the world. Is it not good in church? At least you're happy. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
You can't have it, depression in the world, depression in church. Why? In his presence, there's fullness of what? Joy! Praise the Lord!
Hallelujah.
Joy! Come to his house and you're not joyful, you should be asking questions.
Yes.
Those that came sad left with joy.
Yes.
Are you in this place?
Yes.
Luke 13, there was a woman that was bent over. She was not even expecting a miracle. She just came to the synagogue and Jesus happened to be there.
Hallelujah.
And the Bible says there was a miracle and everybody was joyful.
Yes.
Then one of the rulers of the synagogue said, quiet, quiet, quiet. Don't be like that man. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So in his presence, there is fullness of what?
Joy.
Yeah. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Say, let's be real. Let's be real. The word is truth.
Yes.
This is the real deal.
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Limitless possibilities. You know, once in a while, you should contemplate on what Martha said. What did Martha say? Martha said a lot. There's also, who is Martha? Something she said that you should contemplate on and realize how blessed we are. Go to John 11, verse 39. Can you hear me?
Yes, Pastor.
John 11, verse 39. Look at this. Jesus said, take ye away the stone. Anytime you hear John 11, remember Lazarus. All right? So Lazarus had died. And Jesus went to the tomb. And he's there and he said, take away the stone. Hello. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So you are going to hear what Martha said. Let's go from the beginning again. Jesus said, take ye away the stone. Martha, the sister of him that was dead, said unto him, Lord, by this time he stinketh, for he hath been dead 4 days. And she was correct.
Are you in this place?
Yes, Pastor.
She was correct. He was smelling. He was. Naturally, if they had opened that tomb, he should be smelling. Why? Because, of course, decomposition has started. In other words, he's getting rotten. Right? I want you to understand what happened here. His internal organs were already gone. He's dead. But not just that he's dead, he's rotting. This is worse than a wound. You know, at times we're used to swellings disappearing, but wounds closing, that's a miracle. This man was rotting, swollen, smelling. So you can imagine, in a split second, everything fixed. In a split second of the word. He didn't say, okay, 4 days. 4 days. Let's take 4 days for him to be healed. No. When he came out, they didn't say, No. No smelling. He was fresh. Think about that. How was that possible? Jesus spoke. Jesus spoke. The man was dead. He should be smelling. He was smelling. This is 4 days. He is rotten. Yet he speaks and everything comes alive. Brand new skin. Think about it. Do you know that same spirit that wrought that miracle, that same one, not his junior brother, that same one is here right now. Are you conscious of it? Right now, he's the one here. Oh. And don't say, it's some of us who we touch. Okay, maybe it's some of us, but I'm among them. Are you in this place? I want everybody to get it. Especially those of you at the back. Get it. All we read in the Bible about the Spirit of God, the Spirit that did all the things that it did, that is the same Spirit in this room right now. Anything is possible. Anything is possible. And don't say, oh, can he reach all of us? Yes, he can. In John 18, the Bible tells us, are you in this place? That Judas took a band of soldiers to go and arrest Jesus. Do you remember?
Yes, Pastor.
And the Bible says when they came, Jesus said, who are you looking for? They said, Jesus. He said, I am he. The Bible says they all fell, all of them, including Judas. All of them fell. But what I want you to notice is it says a band of soldiers. That's a term, band, like you say dozen. Band there means at least 500 soldiers. Get a picture in your mind. 500 grown men, at least, marching on the streets to go and arrest Jesus. And the Holy Ghost touched all of them. And they came to arrest him. But you are gathered for his glory.
Hallelujah.
Meaning that he can touch all of us.
Yes.
All of us. And so back to that story of Lazarus. He's dead. He's rotten. Then Jesus speaks. He says, Lazarus, let the wounds be healed. Is that what he said? Nope. He just said, come. That was all. All he needed to be fixed in order to come was fixed. All. One word from God can change your life. One word. The man was dead. Yet a dead being responded to the word. How much more you that you are living? Praise the Lord. This is what Jesus said. Go to John 14, verse 10. John 14, verse 10. It says, Believest thou not that I am the Father and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth. So Jesus is saying, when I speak, God does. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
When I speak, God works. When I speak, God works. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
He speaks, God does something. So when he said, Lazarus, come forth, the Holy Spirit worked. The Bible says in Acts 10 verse 38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing. The Bible says the Spirit of God worked with them, the Lord worked with them, confirming the word with signs. Mark 16 verse 20. And so when the word comes, it's not just some ordinary speech. The Holy Ghost works with the word. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Look at Psalm 33 verse 9. 33 verse 9. Quickly now, guys. Anyway, what he says is, he spake and it was done. He spake and it was done. We're talking about limitless possibilities. All the possibilities is found in his word. Once he speaks, it is done. Doesn't matter what it is. Once he speaks, it is done. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Once he speaks, it is fixed. Once he speaks, it is repaired. Are you in this place? So that's number one, limitless possibilities. That same Holy Ghost that wrought a mighty miracle, raised a man from the dead, healed the decomposition, is the same one here right now. And he's here for you. Think about it. He's here for you. The Bible says in Deuteronomy 29, verse 29, the secret is with the Lord, but the ones that are revealed is for us and our children. Why is he showing us what the Holy Ghost did? So you can expect him to do the same thing for you, because he's in this place right now. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So number one is what? Limitless possibilities. With the Holy Ghost, the possibilities are what? Limitless. With the Holy Ghost, the possibilities are what?
Limitless.
That's why it's called miracle. You can't explain it, but it happened. Number two, the Holy Spirit. Number one, limitless possibilities. Number two, the Holy Spirit. Go to John 6, verse 63. John 6, verse 63. You'll like it. It says, it is the Spirit that quickeneth. The flesh profited nothing. What is the flesh? What you observe with your five senses. In other words, Jesus is saying, what you see profits nothing. What you hear profits nothing. What you taste profits nothing. What you feel is not a factor. It doesn't matter how long the challenge has been. It doesn't matter the impossibility of the situation. It's not a factor.
Yes, Pastor.
Are you in this place?
Yes, Pastor.
He says the flesh profited what? Not conclusions made according to the senses mean nothing to God. He's not threatened by them. Are you in this place? He says only two people that have this disease in this world. It means nothing to God. Anytime Jesus heard that there was someone sick and they called for him, didn't say how serious is the matter. Never. It doesn't matter what it was. At times he didn't even ask what the name of the sickness was. He just went. Why? The flesh profited. No, he doesn't need to consider it. Oh, praise the Lord. It's human beings that like to make something serious. Do you know who God is? The flesh profits nothing. Nothing. And I was thinking, in the cases where they mentioned how long it had been in Jesus' day. Very long cases. The woman with the issue of blood, 12 years. The bent over woman, 18 years. The paralyzed man, 38 years. The man in John 9, born blind. Yet, it didn't matter. The flesh profited what?
Nothing.
Considering the flesh is not a factor. That's what he's trying to say. The flesh is not a factor. The spirit doesn't consider the flesh. When he wants to give life, the flesh is not a factor.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yeah. Unless you consider it.
The flesh may not profit, but it can cause a loss. The Bible says to be carnally minded is what?
Yes. Death.
Meaning that if you keep listening to the conclusions derived concerning that situation based on physical observation, it will hurt you. But the Bible says we are not debtors to the flesh. In other words, it doesn't matter how complicated this thing looks. You don't have to react according to how it looks.
Yes.
Are you in this place?
Yes.
To God, all healings are the same.
Yes.
The leg might be swollen, it might not be swollen. It's the same spirit.
Yes.
Are you in this place?
Yes.
So don't say, my own situation is so bad. We have a long family history of this problem. Did you hear it? Yes, it profits nothing. So says, I can see the swelling. If it was smaller, I'll have faith. But it has taken over my neck. The flesh profited nothing. It is not a factor. That's what he's trying to say. It's not a factor. It's not a factor. This is the same Holy Ghost that made the world. The one that fabricated you. It's not a factor. Bible tells in Luke 6. See it in Matthew 12 and Mark 3. There was a man whose hand was withered. And in a split second, it was like the other one.
Yeah.
Recreated by the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
I said the flesh is not a factor.
Yes.
Is the hand chopped off? It's not a factor. You have to believe the word. Are you in this place? You have to believe the word. You have to believe the word. In Matthew 9, the Bible tells us Jesus was returning from Jairus' house. Some of you don't know the remaining of that story. After he raised the girl from the dead, he was returning from the house. And the Bible says, two blind men followed him and started shouting, Son of David, have mercy on us. From Jairus' house till he got to his own house. Son of David, son of David, son of David. So he finally called them. Guess what he asked? Do you believe I can do this? Do you believe? He didn't ask, have you prayed today? He didn't ask, how many, this is a family situation. How many people in your family have this issue? He didn't ask, what type of blindness is it? Did they punch you? Were you born blind? No, he said, do you believe? They said, yes, sir. He said, according to your faith. You have to believe the word. When he says the flesh profits what? Nothing. No matter if you can see it, listen to this. Listen to this. If you can see it, feel it, taste it, hear it, touch it, it's not a factor.
Yes.
They said the doctor said, so you heard it. It's not a factor.
Yes.
Anytime I wake up, I feel it. You feel it. It's not a factor. But I can see, you can see it.
It's not a factor.
But you got the results. You see the genotype every time. It's not a factor. It says it is the spirit that quickens. Not the flesh. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. It is the spirit that quickens. Tell your neighbor, it is the spirit that quickens. Tell them the flesh is not a factor. So that means the quickening ability of the Holy Ghost is not determined by the flesh. It's not. You don't say all the serious cases stay at the back. The mild cases. The serious case was once a mild case. It's not a factor. Praise the Lord. The Holy Ghost doesn't heal you based on the seniority of the case. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
He just gives life. He just gives life. He's here today to give life. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So now that we know that the flesh is not a factor and it's the spirit that quickens, where can we find the spirit? Well, number one is here. But then how do we direct his ability towards us? Are you in this place?
Yes, Pastor.
How do we do that? He's here. He's a life giver. But how do we channel that to our situation? What is the tunnel with which we can receive of him? John 6 verses 3 again. John 6, verse 63. He says, it is the spirit that quickeneth, the flesh profited nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are what?
Spirit.
And they are
life.
So the word comes to you. Are you seeing that? What does that mean? Pastor, I have a pain. It has been there for 70 years. The flesh profited nothing. The word, you are healed, quickens you. Are you in this place? I need to get it. Pastor, one of my toe is cut. Since I was born, it has been cut. The flesh profited nothing. But the word is what?
Spirit.
That word that says, be made whole. Gives life. And so yes, the Spirit of God is here. Are you in this place?
Yes.
Your condition is not a factor to Him. But how do you channel all of His graces to you? Receive the word. When the word comes, take it. Are you in this place? It's a Sunday of grace. When the word comes, take it. Now someone can say, what if I deserve to be in this situation? What if I'm the one? The Spirit of God told me not to play football. I went to play. And now my back is hurt. Well, the word is full of grace.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
The word is full of grace. Meaning results without your efforts. Results irrespective of your wrongdoing. The word is full of grace that affects reality. Are you in this place?
Yes.
So notice, when Jesus healed the sick, He didn't say, when did you sin? No. Because the word for their healing had grace in it. Are you seeing that? It came with grace. And so the Holy Ghost is in this place, but there's a word for you. And that word is full of grace that can change the situation. Are you in this place? It's a Sunday of grace. I said when you live here, the grace of God is manifest in your life. But that happens when you receive the word. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. When you receive the word, so I said number one is limitless possibilities. Number two, the Holy Ghost. Number three, the Word of God. The Word of God. With the Word of God, anything is possible. The Spirit of God works with the Word. Jesus said, I speak and He does. The Bible says, He spoke and it was done. The Spirit of God is the doer of God's Word. And so, you want to receive grace for the situation. You want to receive healing and life. Respond to the Word. With the word, praise the Lord, is the Spirit of God that can change any situation. Come on, say glory.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
So says, what if I have no disabilities? What if I don't have a problem? Well, the word of His grace can build you up.
Hallelujah.
You might not have a problem, but you can get better.
Yes.
Are you seeing that?
Yes.
Are you in this place?
Yes.
It says, the word of His grace builds you up and gives you what? An inheritance. Amongst them that are what? Not everybody has it. And so as we're listening to God's word right now, for those with challenges, it is being solved.
Yeah.
For those that think you don't have challenges, you're being built up.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
And those that their challenges were solved, you're being built up too.
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And lastly, number four, receive grace.
Yes.
Are you ready for this?
Yes.
Those of us at the back, are you ready?
Yes.
Don't be left out though. Don't let people at the front bully you. Oh, you don't even understand. No, you understand. If I was at the back, my voice would be the loudest. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. You would think I'm at the front. Because in my spirit, I'm at the front.
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Receive grace.
Yes.
Grace.
Listen to this. Jesus said so is a good enough reason.
Yes.
Did you hear me?
Yes.
What is the reason for doing this? Because Jesus said so. It's a, you don't need any further explanation. You don't need to be bullied to explain further. Why are you doing this? Jesus said so. Is a good enough reason.
Yes.
That's how He thinks. That's how you must think.
Yes.
Are you in this place?
Yes.
You don't have to explain. Make people feel comfortable with your choices. No. Why are you doing it? Jesus said so. That is a good enough reason, and that is the best reason.
Yes.
And it works. There is a reason that works. He tells us, let's look at this story. It happened. Luke 19, verse 28. Luke 19, verse 28. Someone can say, I've heard all the reasons why this will not work, but Jesus said it will work. Jesus said so is the best reason. We have seen all the details why it should not work. We have seen all the scans. We've seen the result, but Jesus said so. Jesus said something different. That's a good enough reason. That is grace. That is grace. You know, some people have an issue with grace because they are so used to helping God. Are you in this place? To doing something. Do you understand? To adding to it. But that's not grace. If you added to it and got the results, that is the fruit of your labor. Grace is you did nothing, it came to you. That's grace. And nothing is big enough for you not to enjoy by grace. If your very salvation, which is the most important, you did nothing, it came to you. How much more every other little thing? So Jesus said so. It's grace. Why, for example, if I told you, go to this supermarket and get all the wines I've paid. Praise the Lord. Or I am the owner and they all know. You say, okay, I want all the wines. Why? The owner said so. Would they still ask you for money? They should be fired.
Yes.
Would they ask why? How dare they? When the owner said so. Who wants to question the owner? Jesus said so is a good enough reason. Look at this. And when he had thus spoken, he went before ascending up to Jerusalem. Are you ready to pray?
Yes, Pastor.
Yeah. Yeah. Ascending up to Jerusalem, 29. And it came to pass, when it was come nigh to Bethphage and Bethany, at the mount called the Mount of Olives, he sent two of his disciples, verse 30, saying, go ye into the village over against you, in the which at your... Are you following KJV?
Yes, Pastor.
All right. In the which at your entering in, you shall find a colt tied. That's a donkey.
Yeah.
All right, so hey, get a picture. They get to the mountain and there's a village opposite them. You can see the village. Are you in this place?
Yes.
So he sends two of them, says, go to that village. So when you enter, you will see a donkey tied. They've not been to that village before. All right? You see a donkey. He said, nobody has sat to this. This is a brand new donkey. Okay? Then he says, lose him. And bring him hither. Is that not if? Like, he didn't buy it. Praise the Lord. It's brand new. It's like someone saying, go to that street, you see a brand new Ferrari. Enter. You are, please, where's the receipt of? Or you just say, please come with us. Verse 31. Verse 31. And if any man ask you, why do you lose him? Thus shall ye say unto him, because the Lord had need of him. In other words, because the Lord said so. He said, go to that village. You see a donkey, lose him and bring him. If anybody asks you, say, I said, bring him. He didn't even say Jesus. At least everybody knows Jesus, son of David, have mercy. Jesus. He says, the Lord. Who is the Lord? Okay, so let's see. 32. And they that were sent went their way. Very smart guys. They have been walking with Jesus.
Yes.
You don't ask questions. He knows what he's doing.
Yes.
Are you in this place?
Yes.
Imagine if they had said, should we really go? He would have sent two others.
Yes.
And they would have missed participating in that miracle. Are you in this place?
Yes.
They didn't ask questions. He says, they went their way. And found even as they, so firstly, they truly see the donkey. If number one is correct,
two.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
If the first fruit is holy,
yes.
They saw the donkey. Let's fly. 33. And as they were losing the coat, the owner, so he was not the owner. He was not the owner. The owner thereof said unto them, owners, so it's not just one person. Owners, why are you losing the coat? 34. And they ran. And they said, the Lord had need of him. 35. And they brought him to Jesus. Jesus said so is a good enough reason. I thought they said you could not walk. How are you walking now? Because Jesus said so.
Hallelujah.
I thought they said everybody should get an F. Why aren't you sad? I'm a success. Because Jesus said so. In this family, we are from a small clan. We are usually last, but I'm the first and the best. Because Jesus said so. Go to Luke 22. Luke 22. Verse 7. Same Luke. Then came the day of unleavened bread when the Passover must be killed. Verse 8. Just flow with me, all right? And he sent Peter and John, say so, two people again, saying, go and prepare us the Passover that we may eat. Okay, so they are in Jerusalem. And he sent 12 disciples, say, go and prepare the Passover. Go. We want to eat. Okay, verse 10. And he said to him, where we thou that we prepare? In other words, where should we do it? Verse 10. And he said unto them, behold, he has come again. Praise the Lord. He's acting as though he's king. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Behold, when you are entered, he's never in the same city. He's just sending them in. When you are entered into the city, there shall a man meet you, bearing a pitcher. You know, he's carrying water. Follow him. Into the house where, so follow him into the house. Verse 11. And you shall say unto the good man of the house, the master, again, saith unto thee, where is the guest chamber where I shall eat the Passover with my disciples? Verse 12. And he shall show you a large upper room furnished. There make ready. Did it happen?
Yes.
So I want you to see that Jesus thinks that he said so is a good enough reason. Are you in this place?
Yes, Pastor.
He thinks so. He thinks that what he has said concerning your life, just because it came from him, is a good enough reason for you to abandon yourself to it. That's grace. So don't say, what more can I do? Did you hear them say, what else can we do? Did you hear them say, Jesus, please let's just take your picture. In case. No. They just took his word and walked with it. That's how you receive grace. That's how you receive grace. Stop asking questions. Stop remembering the past. Are you in this place? Stop considering the circumstances. The flesh profited what? Nothing. Just take the word and walk with it. Are you in this place? The word came to them, entered the city. So they entered the city. They didn't remain there. They entered the city. Jesus speaks to a man that cannot walk. Get up. So he gets up. A blind man see. The man starts seeing. The eye must respond. Are you in this place? Jesus said so is a good enough reason. That's walking in grace. That's walking in grace. Why do you know that when you leave this world, you're not going to hell? Because the word showed you. The word said so. If you can hinge your eternity on something that the word said, how much more other little things? How do you know that this next half of the year will be greater? Please have your seat. I was thinking how that every generation likes to remember the past in a good way. At times you hear them and you think, ah. Some people say, you know, a few years ago, things were not this bad. But a few years ago, you said exactly the same thing. A few years ago, you said, this is the worst government Nigeria has ever had. A few years ago, you said exactly the same thing. Since I was born. And I'm getting fresher and fresher. The past in the lips of a carnal man has always been better than the present. So the Bible tells of the mixed multitudes that came out of Egypt, the children of Israel. They said they remember the garlics and onions of Egypt. They remember the past and forgot the bread that came from heaven. But what did God say? When the temple was being rebuilt in Haggai, the Bible says God called the elders, the older ones, and they were crying. And he said, look at this temple. It was not as fine as the one Solomon built, but he promised them. He said, the glory of this latter house will be greater than the former. A man of the senses thinks the past is better. A man of the spirit, the path of the just, is as a shining light that shines. So how do you know that this second half of the year would far surpass? Would far surpass every other part of the years you've been through? How do you know? This second half of the year, you're going from health and health, no more visiting hospitals. How do you know that this second part of the year, you'll not be hearing news, this person is dead, this person had an accident? How do you know? Jesus said so. It's a good enough reason. He says, cheer up, I have overcome the world. No matter what the world will throw at you, he says, cheer up, cheer up, cheer up, I have overcome. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Are you ready to receive grace? Pray now. Pray now. Pray now.